Algernon, thanks for joining us this week. Tomorrow, people are going to the polls to cast their vote in this midterm election. Many people in New Mexico already have cast their ballot thanks to early voting in the state. Folks may not be aware of some bond questions that are on the ballot. So let's go over those. What can people expect to see with these four bond questions that will be on the ballot?
So these four questions are voting yay or nay on issuing general obligation bonds that are repaid through property taxes. Now, first of all, let's just stipulate that voting yes on these bonds does not raise taxes, because there are actually already bonds that are being retired, and these new bonds are simply replacing debt that will have been paid off. So taxes will not go up. There are four questions. The first one, Bond A, is the Senior Citizen Center bond. And so periodically we issue bonds to repair, replace equipment and facilities at senior centers. This year, $10.7 million bond would benefit four senior citizen centers in Doña Ana County, as well as Deming and Silver City senior centers and other centers around the state.
Okay. Now, what else do we got in store with these questions?
Bond B is a library bond, and this is a bond for about $12.8 million, and this is to service public libraries, school libraries, university libraries. There's a few hundred thousand dollars in it for NMSU's library, so they're hoping for a little bit of help from that bond as well.
Okay, now question C has to do with transportation with schools.
That's right. Bond C is the school bus bond. So, fun fact, school buses have a certain lifetime after which they're retired. The average cost of a new school bus, I'm told from the Public Education Department, is $85,000. So,
wow.
This is a Bond C is a $6 million bond, and that would be enough to replace about 70 school buses, but there aren't any details yet about which school districts or how much or how that's going to be distributed.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting to follow. Now, what about bond question D?
So we come to bond D. This is the big one. This is a bond that for Las Cruces means a hefty bunch of projects for New Mexico State University. New Mexico State University alone would receive $31, $32 million from this bond, of which $25 million would be spent on the main campus and about $6 million for satellite campuses, grants, Carlsbad, and so forth. Various building improvements at our satellite campuses and the community colleges, but for the main campus, they're really looking to build three facilities: the College of Consumer and Environmental Sciences, the Agricultural School. They want to build a food science facility. They want to build a biomedical research center and an animal nutrition and feed manufacturing facility to update buildings that have gotten kind of old.
Okay, very interesting stuff. We just have a couple of minutes left, but I want to go over the centerpiece story for the Sun News today. It is about a realtor who is introducing storage box commercial and residential structures.
Here's a solution. You have a piece of property, but because of the debt and the credit situation, the economy's kind of depressed, you're not really sure what to do with it, you don't want to make an investment in an expensive construction project. Well, Sandra Espiritu, who runs Enchanted Sun Realty in Las Cruces, is building a new headquarters for herself, and it's also going to be a showcase for storage box repurposing and construction. So she's partnered with a factory in Mexico that takes storage boxes and adapts them so that they can be ready for installation as fully code-compliant commercial and even residential spaces out of storage boxes.
Very interesting. Now, you also have a story about a local apparel designer who has had her T-shirts showcased in the upcoming film Walking with Herb, that was in production here in Las Cruces.
That's right. Alexia Severson has this wonderful story about Kina Wolf, who runs her own apparel business online called Skulls and Succulents. That's skullsandsucculents.com. And she designs t-shirts, or actually any kind of apparel, as well as mugs and artist prints. And the costume designer for Walking with Herb spotted her designs and wanted a local feel for a movie that is, after all, set in Las Cruces. And so you'll see several of her designs on George Lopez's body in the film.
Very exciting. I want to move on. We just have about 30 seconds left, but the Hispanic Heritage Foundation had a joint event with the Army for Latinos to get involved in STEM leadership positions. What happened there?
So this is a touring facility, and what they do is they take high school students. They had about 150 high school students from Anthony and Santa Teresa, Las Cruces, and El Paso high schools as well. Over 2 days, they had several hundred students participate in not so much technical education, but an introduction to various career paths, as well as the personal skills they need to lead projects and be effective team members. And the idea is to allow Latino youth and Latina youth to see themselves as creators, not just consumers, in the new economy.
Very exciting and a wonderful opportunity. Algernon, thank you so much for joining us.
Ciao.